this episode of Sotong Sessions. We are live here at Yongsan Station, eating Japanese at Sago Tent. We have just seen
Black Panther for the second and third time.
So now we know enough to just really, really talk about it.
I think going in for the first time, there was so much excitement, there was so much hype, there was so much
expectation,
promotion. I mean, everything. Like, you can go and it can just be a purely emotional experience.
Yes, you know, I like that. I mean? It's an experience, yeah.
But seeing it the second time for D, this is her third time seeing it. What do you guys think about this experience? Was it more like, okay, about the movie itself, about the storyline itself, about the characters?
I think that's a good place to start. Like, because it's a different story every time you see it. Like, for me, the first time, okay, it's a Marvel story. There's a superhero. He wants something. He's going to feel it, getting it. And then he's going to have the opportunity to try again. And his true self is going to come out. And he's going to conquer all. That's the Marvel formula. So that's all I saw the first time. And so in that perspective, it was the story of T'Challa becoming king. And him dying and coming back to life. And realizing a better way to be a king. Be in.
His way.
Whereas this time, the story, I realized that the opening line ain't even T'Challa. So this is all, what's his name? Michael B's character.
Killmonger.
It's Killmonger's story. So now I know I got to see it again, because
From that perspective,
yeah.
I agree. It's like, the first time you see it, you're kind of just taking the whole story all in at once. And you're trying to figure out what to focus on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's so much to focus on.
So much.
From the story, to the acting, to the cinematography, to the costumes, like everything. There's so much to try to like take in at once that you have to see it more than once.
Yeah.
You have to see it again so that you can figure out, like, okay, you know, this is what I saw the first time, and then you see something else from a different perspective the next time. You know, so every time I've seen it so far, like, you know, my third time seeing it, I ain't ashamed. I've seen different things each time.
So what did you see the first time?
The first time, I think I was just focused on, like you said, the Marvel story. You know what I mean? I was focused on seeing
the basic
things that you see. I was focused on seeing the people that, the actors and the actresses that I admire, do what they do best on screen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Chadwick Boseman going in there and killing it. Michael B. Jordan killing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Lupita is a freaking goddess. You know
what I mean? That's a good word.
Like,
I like
seeing
that.
Her just be.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's effortless.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of my focus initially, was just enjoying another Marvel superhero movie.
Yeah.
Because I love all of them. You know what I mean? I've seen all of them.
Didn't you feel, like, just really relieved, I think, for Lupita? Because now she gets to be in her element, on her stage, in her culture, just to be her. Whereas usually we see, like, how good she is according to certain standards, and she's great, but then see her just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a rare opportunity for a Black actress.
I mean, I think that's also a good place to start. Like, from the cultural perspective of what this movie means and all the promotion, the representation, everything that this movie kind of puts out there, and the promotion leading up to it, because we got to see Michael B.
Thanks for coming to Seoul, Michael B.
Yes.
Especially around your birthday. We had a gift for you, but you didn't get it.
We weren't able to pass it off.
That's all right. We took care of it, though. We took care of it.
We definitely enjoyed having all of y'all here.
Yes.
So I feel like even that, going in as a viewer and having seen them in person and been a part of that, you know, Asia premiere, it just added to the experience.
Because
we saw them up close, now we get to see them on the big screen, we kind of get the full picture behind the interviews that they've been doing, behind the articles that we've been reading.
Yeah. Behind the memes we've been seeing.
All the memes. You know, there's been so much buzz, there's also been, like, hate and shade on the other end. And so I'm interested to hear, like, y'all's perspective of what this movie means to us, to our people, but then, like, the other side of how people don't recognize the significance of
the film.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've honestly avoided the shade. Like, when I see something, like, that's not, looks like trolling, I'm like, nope, not today. Get thee behind me, Satan. Like, I'm not here for it, you know? Because
yeah.
I don't want to have to justify my love.
Right. You know, and I mean, that's one of the things. It was like, I didn't want to have to try to have conversations,
mm-hmm.
certain conversations after seeing it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I wanted to go in and enjoy it and experience it for myself without having to explain certain things.
Yeah.
And just have that be just for me. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. That's fair.
But I think also, like, you know, there are, I mean, I have my own critique as an artist, as someone who's looking at it from an artistic eye, as well as a, you know, a fan eye. Like, I have a lot of my own critiques and stuff like that, but, you know, I think that culturally, you know, especially with all the promotion and the red carpet event, and I'm talking about, you know, it's royal attire, and you see everybody going out to the movies wearing what they want to wear.
Dress nice.
Almost to the hilt, you know?
Wait, who said royal attire?
That's what the red carpet, like, the red carpet that they had in L.A.
It was royal attire?
It was royal attire. So that's why all the athletes and actors, that's what they were there for.
I love that.
That was the attire.
I love that.
And so
I love that royal attire meant that.
Right.
Oh, that's crazy. I love that.
You know? And so it's just been cool to be able to be a part of that in even just a small way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
As a film enthusiast, do you feel like this was the first movie of its kind to have this kind of impact?
To have this kind of impact?
Yeah.
In this way, yes. It's not the first black superhero film.
Right.
So that's not, it's not like, that's not the history, quote unquote, that it's making.
Yeah.
But the history that it is making is that it's the first black movie that's having this kind of impact that's being promoted by such a large production company,
mainstream,
you know, with the
globally.
Right, globally, with the talent that it has being behind it, with the directors and the writers and the costume designers, everybody, you know, so it is different in that way. And so that's really encouraging to see. It's really exciting to see, you know, like, there's just so much more to go from here, you know what I mean? Like, let's make another one, you know what I mean? Like, when the movie first was starting to get traction and they were starting to talk about it, this film in particular, and all the actors and everything started to be announced, you know, when they said, okay, this is the character, this is who's going to play this character, and all this stuff, it was like, dang, like, I was getting excited, like, hot, you know, just to see all of the people that were going to be a part of this film, and there's not been anything like this before in that way, you know?
I think one thing that I really love about the cast, it's so generational. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Angela Bassett and Forest Whitaker as kind of the seasoned actors.
Yeah, that's true.
They've been in the game. I mean, we grew up seeing them on TV and films, and they've been big part of black Hollywood for so long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have them on one end of the spectrum, and then you have Michael B., Lupita, they're younger, but they're still kind of like big names in Hollywood that, you know, people know about, people see.
And then you get Letitia.
And then you have, like, people that
who's
we haven't
like starting
seen.
Out, And she's doing that scene with Angela Bassett. The whole time I'm thinking, like, dude, how do you feel? Like,
I think one of the things that hit me was watching the fight scene between the Wakandans.
That was, and that's what my heart broke. And I was like, look, guys, look at what you're doing.
For ourselves.
Yeah,
that spoke to something else. That hit on a whole other level for me.
But that goes back to
watching them fight each
other.
Yeah.
And then when he decides to burn all of the flowers and the seeds, that goes back to what the guy was saying. He was like, that's what he was trained to do.
Yeah.
He was trained to go into a situation and take away all their resources and take, you know, like, that's what he was trained to do. So he was following. He was following protocol.
Like, you trying to take over something the way that it was taken from you. Oppressed people, So you give all these people these weapons to take back there and be on top, and they're going to do exactly to people what was done to them, and it's going to breed a new group of oppressors,
but
or a new, the cycle doesn't end.
Doesn't that speak to where we are as an American society? society right now.
And I'm
how
yes.
long?
Yes.
How long right. is the question? Yes. How long are people supposed to be patient and go through the system, go through the legal process, wait, court, wait, you know, like, how long?
But that's why I think this was such an important film, because it puts the questions out there and it puts the situations out there, and it didn't make the situation better than what it is.
But it exposed it.
But it exposed it.
Man, even having this conversation right now, I'm suddenly starting to feel galvanized. Like, I'm like, no. You take as long as it takes. Righteousness will prevail. At some point, you just endure. Violence doesn't work. And taking it by force leaves you outside of the tree with the panthers. You don't get to meet your father out there.
I think there's a time and a place for the system and for it to work and to give it a chance, but I think that time is expired.
Ooh.
And it's like, there's no more negotiation. Like, you can't. There has to be a point where things have to be completely destroyed in order to rebuild. Like,
that's true.
That was Lauryn Hill after Miss Education album. That was her Unplugged. Don't listen to it. She talks about this. You know? I think we're at that point, and I think you need that tension and that something extreme to
kick off.
Yeah.
Women.
Okay.
Talk about the ladies. I didn't realize. That's one thing I missed the first time. I was like, it's a cool Marvel movie. It's got these two dudes. They're going to duke it out. I did not realize this is a story about women. Like, all of the women in this
are
movie.
In the forefront. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the only thing that...
Flawlessly.
And we talk about that them infighting. You know what stopped that infighting? A woman.
A woman. I love that.
I love
him
it.
Submit to her, like, in that way.
But it wasn't out of fear.
No.
It was out of respect.
It was
he had respect for her. Respect for her position.
Yeah.
Respect for
her
strength.
Authority.
Respect for her belief in the throne. Like, he knew.
And he knew her. He knew she wasn't going to stop. He was like, you know what? He looked around.
And
but
he respected her until she commanded him. You know, and I mean... And for all intents, she's higher up on the food chain, quote unquote, than he is.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even necessarily about, I mean, granted, she's a female, she's a woman,
it
was also about rank. And like I said, respect for her,
respect
for her for her position.
Yeah.
It was all of that in there, and her being a strong female. You know what I mean? Like, he knew.
I think I loved the intelligence that they showed.
Yeah.
Their sister, I forget her name, her character's name.
Trudy.
The fact that she was running the research, she was running the cutting edge technology.
Yes.
She was schooling old dude. What's his name?
Ross.
She's schooling Ross about the technology that they have in Wakanda. With the whole movie, his mantra is they're savages, they're primitive, they're first third world country, da da da. You know?
Right.
And so to see her be like, boom, this is what we got. I healed you, boom, this is what...
It was too much in a movie, man. It's so much. Because they dealt with, like, women in the STEM fields, right? And then not only did they put a woman in, they put an African woman in there. Not only was she an African woman, she's young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it
was, like, all the...
It was all of that. Just in her being.
Yeah.
That's it. If she didn't say nothing, they still put all of that.
Yeah.
I think they just... This movie just set out to save the world in one movie. It dealt with everything, and it did it so beautifully.
Yeah.
And the thing is, before things got super hyped, they were already filming this movie, because it takes a long time to make a movie like this, right? So they saw where we were headed. I think they saw where the moment was headed, because it landed right at the right time, you know? They saw where we were going with that.
And they had pushed, the release date had been pushed back.
Mm.
It was supposed to come out earlier.
Mm.
Like, earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
In 2017, they pushed it back. They kept pushing it.
Mm.
It's just one of those things where
it worked out.
It
right
was
place,
time.
Right time.
We talked about the women. What about the men?
The men. We just made this podcast a whole lot longer.
We got time. Because we saw Michael B. like in person doing the doing the premiere here. Shout out to Michael B. again. Come back. We miss you, boo. But I was like, okay, I wanted to go see what he did on screen. So I didn't even notice M'Baku at that time. Wait, whose real name is Winston Duke? Winston, holla at me, boo.
Get in the DM.
Me, it goes down in the DM. I didn't even behold his beauty until this time around. I said, who? What manner of... Where have you been all my life?
All my life. But his comedic timing.
His timing. Yes. And it's him, this massive dude who looks like he looks.
Presence. I mean,
who is the funny guy.
Right.
That's just well written.
I loved it. Well written, well delivered.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was great.
I think the beauty of the men, physically.
Yeah.
I mean, seeing our men on screen like that.
Strong.
Wielding those weapons and
smart
yes.
Human.
Yes.
This is like humanizing our men, which does not happen ever. Right? So to see that, especially for a mainstream audience, and having them in a regal light, like it was just the whole package on screen for the world to see, and I love
it. Even and you see all of the men in this film, and it's, you know, they're all gorgeous, okay? All these men are fine.
Yes. Did you say that? I don't think we said that. We need to say it again.
They are gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. And they're fine. Chadwick,
get
Winston,
it in.
Michael, thank you.
Yes.
Whatever costume designer came up with Michael taking
can
off his shirt and then notches.
Which one talk
whoever
about?
Whoever did that, I appreciate your life. Thank you for giving me life.
What do you want to
I think that would be a cool job to have, though. I'm like, is that like a one piece, or did they put those on one by one? Because if they put them on one by one, I found a new summer job. Like,
let me put in your scaling.
Right, I'm gonna do that.
I'd have been messing up on purpose. I'm gonna do that ab section one more time.
So the costume designer. Okay, I saw an interview with her, and she was just talking about how she had never done a Marvel movie. This is her first.
Mm-hmm.
But she just talks about, like, the detail. And I thought, okay, especially this time, the second time I watched it, I paid a lot of attention to the small details of the costume. And so even Angela Bassett, her character, when she has on the all-white, when you first see her.
Do you know they did her hat by 3D printing?
Did they?
Like, yeah, it was made from a 3D printer.
It's beautiful. I mean, the attention to detail. They talk about how her wig took, like, over a month to make and how intricate, like, all the details were.
Oh, her wig?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The locks.
So it was worth it, too, because seeing her without her hat and her locks, it was more,
So seeing them bring in this type of costume designer who hasn't necessarily done this type of large-scale production or model, whatever, before, but to give her the space and the opportunity to, she did her thing. And I mean, even the extras in the movie, everyone was dressed. Okay? Hair and makeup was... Everybody's face was beat the whole time. I mean, it was
a beat
phenomenal
face.
Like, again, it goes back to their attention to detail and not letting anything fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
They said they brought in, like, the blanket-looking robe things that they're wearing that are laced with vibranium.
Yeah.
They brought those over from Africa. I forgot which country it was, but they took a trip, and she kind of studied the different tribes of different nations.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was made like this.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
And that's why it's
well.
So important, because all of the different cultures, whether it's, you know, a nation in Africa or a nation in Asia, clothes have huge significance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The fabric has a significance. The design, the pattern, all of that stuff is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't really have something like that in America.
Yeah.
But in other nations, like, you can't wear this certain amount of this certain type of fabric for this occasion. Like,
everything is
important.
Yeah.
And so even watching it, like, I don't know all of the cultural specifications or whatever, but you can tell that everything was thought out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the different clothing that they wore for each ceremony, you know, that's why he was like, it takes like a month or whatever to prepare for this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, a month? You know what I mean? But that's what they have to do. Like, it wasn't just something that they could just throw together. Everybody had to have the right amount of stuff going on at the time, like, whatever it was. But you could tell that she went through it and made all these conscious decisions to make this film what it needed to be.
Yeah. I think she was very thorough in her research
yeah.
and
execution.
It's easy to have be lopsided on one or the other, but she did both very well, and it showed in every scene.
Like you said, the colors with the pizza carrying the greens.
That green, and the one with the slit. With
Yes.
And that jumpsuit, the one shoulder jumpsuit.
The shoulder jumpsuit when they were walking through town.
That was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Even, like, the warriors, the women with the tattoos on their heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, all of that is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you see the general and what she's wearing versus what the others are wearing as well. Difference.
Yeah.
You know?
Their hair.
Their hair.
They said they only worked with natural hair in this movie.
That's what I'm saying. I think they just saved the world. Like, they took everybody's movement and just... We're going to deal with the black hair movement. We're going to deal with the Black Lives Matter movement. We're going to deal with, like, everything. Women movement. If you got to march, we got it in a movie.
I loved how in the casino scene, it was from, I don't remember from what point it started, but it was like one take.
Yeah.
The whole fight scene was like one take up until... dude blows up the cash box and sends Black Panther kind of falling backwards, and then you see Lupita's character and the warrior, you see them run up the stairs and it cuts to him being outside. And all of that was one cut. Like, you just see the camera scroll through, you know, and then they did the same thing at the end with the big fight scene between the Wakandans at the end as well, where a lot of that was one, it was several long cuts and pieces, you know, so like even when Lupita's character and Letitia doesn't,
Letitia.
The
Siri. Yeah, in real life, Letitia is
Siri. Yeah. So when you see them come out, you see in the distance Michael Killmonger fighting the female warriors kind of in the background.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, they pieced a lot of that stuff together, but they also kind of created where you felt like... You felt like you were in the same scene kind of all at once,
right.
You know, which I really liked.
Yeah.
I liked the way that was done.
How'd you feel watching it in Korea, like being an African-American woman watching it in Korea? Like, I felt
eating
like
your chestnuts.
Eating my chestnuts. I was having a total, because that scene where, like, they go to Busan, and so she's speaking Korean, and I was like, Lupita gets us. Like, that's our life right now, being brown, speaking Korean to the Ajumma, trying to get your life together.
And listening to everybody in the theater laughing.
Laughing at her Korean.
While she's doing the very best that she
that
can.
That was real.
That's our life.
Every time I say something in Korean, it's
Snickers and
chuckles. You know, it's all of that.
I think that made it really unique for us, especially because, I mean, how many people are watching those Korean scenes and feeling like that's my life?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
So shout out to Marvel for finally getting us on film, which is hard to do.
That's a
hard.
It's a very specific demographic.
Yes.
But they thought
of us.
Our families back home.
They thought of us.
Even they think about it, but they don't really know what it's like to be here in that.
Yeah.
I did love that.
I think what would be really great is to hear other people and what they have to say. You know what I mean? Like, to see what other people would be thinking, to hear what other people, to have those other conversations. Because this isn't I don't feel like this is a one type of conversation and done type
There's
of thing.
There's so much to
like,
say.
We're going to be talking about
it's
this.
It's part of the larger conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
socially.
But that's the whole point, is to start conversations and have those continued conversations.
Then we should ask our listeners to hit us up. Come in. Send us something. Let us know. Let us know what y'all think.
This is a video that went viral. It's like two little black boys walking up to the poster and being like, I'm this one.
I saw that.
Like, doesn't that do something?
Okay, that did something to me. I will admit that part was like.
I mean, I have a 7-year-old and a almost seven, so 6 and 5-year-old little brothers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And for this to be what they're able to look at. And,
and not think it's crazy. Though.
Exactly.
They're not going to be like, whoa, like the rest of us are going crazy. Like, what?
Because we didn't have this.
They're going to, it's going to be normal for them.
Yeah.
I hope these kind of movies keep coming out and it's just normal for them.
I mean, they've made like 3 Iron Man, they've made 3 Thors. We can make 3 Black Panthers. Like,
we can.
On. You know,
we can.
There's
story
it's
there.
The time now, you know? I read something where somebody was saying how. With Shuri being so young, and then even Spider-Man being so young, it's an opportunity for a new generation of Marvel movies to even come out. You know what I mean? Because, like, Iron Man's old. I'm sorry, Robert Downey Jr., you old. And now we're in a place where we can, like, this new generation. I think one of my favorite scenes is when they bring the ship down on the basketball court.
Yeah.
And you get all these little kids.
Yeah. Did you notice the girl? Did you notice the girl? Yeah. I noticed
they
your
run
boys.
Up to the court, and it's like, they run up to the ship, and Shuri goes over there, and they're talking about it, you know, and it was just a real moment, you know what I mean?
Like, it was very real.
About, yo, we can
sell it.
Yeah,
she's like, no.
That's real. You know, but then, like, she's the one who goes over. She's the one who's going to educate these kids to raise up a new generation.
It's another movie out there.
In the right way. Whatever way that needs to be. You know, they leave that open.
Yeah.
They leave that open. Because it ain't going to be easy, just because he bought 3 buildings.
But I like that he went back, and he did science and technology. Like, that's already an edge. Like, those fields, that's huge.
Yeah.
There's so much
that's
more.
Huge.
All right, well,
let us know what you guys think.
Sign us off, Jess.
Yeah.
Tune in next time. We're going to talk about some other shows that we watch regularly.
What should we talk about? We gotta get back to Shondaland.
We gotta get back to Grey's Anatomy.
Which is another forest, man.